This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden has a warning for the leaders of the nations near Ukraine, the Bucharest Nine, they're called. He's been meeting with them this morning in Poland, talking about Russia's war in Ukraine.
As NATO's eastern flank, you're on the front lines of our collective defense, and you know better than anyone what's at stake in this conflict, not just for Ukraine, but for the freedom of democracies throughout Europe and around the world.
And President Biden says Russia's President Putin made a big mistake when he decided to suspend Moscow's part in the U.S.-Russia nuclear arms control treaty. Here at home, a big winter snowstorm is going to foul things up for millions of Americans, say forecasters. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Up to 25 inches could pile up across east-central Minnesota and west-central Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says wind gusts could reach 50 miles per hour. Wind chills could hit minus 50 degrees in some parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota.
And then the storm moves to the East Coast. Forecasters expect ice to foul things up. The National Weather Service's Frank Pereira.
This will be an extremely disruptive storm to both travel infrastructure, livestock, and recreation in the affected areas. We're looking at a combination of heavy snow and strong wind gusts.
CNN anchor Don Lemon's back on the air this morning after tweeting an apology for his on-air remarks about Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley last week. He said last week that Nikki Haley isn't in her prime. He said a woman's considered to be in her prime in her 20s and 30s and maybe her 40s. Nikki Haley's 51. He tweeted this morning that he's sorry. Palestinian officials say at least 10 Palestinians have been killed during an Israeli army raid in the occupied West Bank. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has something new in the restaurant business.
More restaurants are trying subscription programs. Customers are willing to pay monthly subscription fees for streaming services, pet food, and even toilet paper. And now some restaurants are betting they'll do the same for their favorite meals. Large chains like Panera and P.F. Chang's, as well as neighborhood hangouts, are increasingly experimenting with the subscription model as a way to ensure steady revenue and customer visits. Some offer unlimited drinks or free delivery for a monthly fee. Others will bring out your favorite appetizer each time you visit. They're following a trend. According to the personal finance app Rocket Money, the average American juggled 6.7 subscriptions in 2022. That's up from 4.2 in 2019. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki will begin a weekly MSNBC political program on Sundays at noon. She was President Biden's first presidential spokesperson. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.